We've had so many challenges over the last couple of years, you know, Premier League, Championship, come across so many different formats of oppositions that I think, whilst it doesn't guarantee you anything, I think the players know how to work against different systems, and I think we've played our part in educating that and how we work against different systems as a side. And I always say, you know, a lot has been made of us playing a 4-4-2. Apparently it's now on trend with the foreign managers. When you're an English manager, it's old-fashioned, I'm told. But the fact within that is that often it's little nuances, little twists, it's yardages, it's players moving into different areas from that framework, and that's what we do, and we've done pretty well with it over a couple of years now against different styles of play. So we certainly won't overthink them, but we'll be aware of them, as I always say. And it still is about us. It's about how we perform, how we deliver a performance, and find different ways of winning.
It's football like anything. There's fashions and trends and things that are kind of in vogue and things that aren't. Is that what's happening with the two strikers thing at the moment?
Well, I only bring it up because I'm always intrigued by it. You know, perception against fact. You know, and it is one of them things. You know, the Leicester, well, until recently, top of the Premier League. Watford doing a good job of it. You know, two European managers who are almost being lauded for playing 4-4-2, and yet we've been playing it for a couple of years and it's sort of deemed old-fashioned. So it's one of them interesting perception meets facts. It's still down to players, by the way. You know, whichever formation you play, whichever tactical understanding you play, it still comes down to players delivering it. We think our players generally deliver good performances from the shape, and we think it suits the players. That's my... as you know, I'm not mad on the word philosophy, trying to make out the football manager weirdly geniuses. But the fact is that I believe the formation and tactical understanding has to fit the players. If you're going to go with a different formation and tactical understanding, then you've got to get players to fit that. But that can be very, very expensive business, as we know. And we've never been in a position since I've been here to go out and literally handpick players to play that way. So we work with the players we've got, and we try and mould the team according to the tactics and the tactics according to the team in order to work. Whether that was a 4-4-1-1, 4-4-2, 4-3-3, whichever way you look at it, in my experience, that is the best way of doing it, and that's what we're trying to do.
Is it still only 20 quid, deed poll? You could go for something a bit more continental.
Oh, yeah, well, it has been said. My name, I can assure you, in my past, when we've been abroad, my name does get pronounced in some interesting ways. So it could formulate that I could be deemed a foreign manager by some parts of the world when they try and say my name alone.